Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you ever leave the house with just half a breakfast? Then you could run the risk of being just half as efficient all day. Because doctors agree, you, mom, the kids, everybody needs a good breakfast. For a good breakfast means a good morning. And everybody says a good breakfast ought to include several golden toasted slices of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, good butternut bread supplies that flavor essential to a good breakfast. Supplies that nutrition essential to face a long day of work at the office, the factory, at school, or around the house. And who can think of an easier way to take in that nutrition than the rich golden goodness of golden brown slices of butternut toast? Remember, never leave the house with just half a breakfast. Have a good breakfast for a good morning, a good day all day, every day. Have plenty of toasted butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, House of Gold. The most northerly in the original chain of California's missions, and the last to be erected by the devoted followers of Padre Serra and Padre Lasuen, was the Sonoma Mission. Here in 1846, in a building across the plaza, the historic raising of the Bear Flag proclaimed the California revolt against the Mexican governor. Not far from this site stood a large, comfortable house built mainly of adobe brick. As our story opens, this house is the destination of two riders whose swift steeds pound a furious pattern across the verdant countryside.
Whoa! Whoa, Aguila! Oh, you are well named, Aguila.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, that horse of yours travels as if he had wings, Miss Serrano.
Yes, Senor Turk. That is why I choose to ride him rather than go by carriage. Besides, it's safer to travel this way.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Dressing those boys' riding clothes and setting atop that horse, you won't be stopped by bandits.
Bandidos would get very little if they did attempt to rob me, Senor Turk. This deed to the house at Sonoma is the only thing of value I'm carrying.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why is your employer, Senor Devon, so interested in a proof of ownership to that old house?
Well, I don't know, Miss Serrano. I only carry out his orders. He told me to notify your family to prove you owned the house, and that's what I did. That's all I know.
I guess that will have to do until I speak to Senor Devon. Mm. Are you ready to ride?
Sure, only there's no big hurry.
According to Aguila, there is. He is eager to continue the journey. You'll have to catch up to us. Aguila, Aguila!
Hey, wait! Go ahead, lady. Be in a hurry. If you knew what I know, I reckon you and that horse wouldn't be so eager to ride to your death. Get up there.
Pancho, glad to come back to California, Cisco.
So am I, Pancho. I have always wanted to see the Sonoma Mission.
Si. The last one the Padres built, no?
Si. It's the last of the chain of missions which were begun in California by Padre Junipero Serra.
Can't you like to live in those days?
Well, why would you rather live then, Chico?
Oh, there's lots of excitement. It's going to be somebody shoot at us.
Sit there, Pancho. Pretend you are doing just as I am doing. Light her still, Pancho.
Si, Pancho, to do it.
I can see the sidewinder who tried to drag Elches. He's riding this way.
Oh, Pancho, praying he not try to make sure we dead and shoot us again.
Quieto.
Whoa, Jughead. Stay here.
This might be playing possum.
Right, Cody. Before you missed me. You'll not use that rifle again.
Look out, Cisco. He's going to club you with that rifle.
I'll club you to death. The blasted rifle.
Oh, now that rifle break, you able to get him, Cisco?
Try it.
That is what I intend to do. Not only will I try to do it, I will succeed.
Oh, not let him draw his six gun, Cisco.
He will not. Since you are so set on killing me, maybe this will stop you.
Bueno, Cisco. That the way, a right and a left and a right and a left. Bam, bam, that fix him good.
Enough?
Enough, plenty.
Get up on your feet. Kill it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Empty this coat, this holster, Pancho.
Pancho got his gun, Cisco.
You the Cisco kid?
It is right, Sidewinder. Who are you?
My name's Pecos.
You from Texas?
Yeah, I'm from Texas. That's how come I know who the Cisco kid is.
Why did you try to drag Gulches?
It is a mistake.
The truth, Maverick? Or do I start pounding on you again?
I'm truthing. I swear it. I thought you were somebody else and that your partner was a gal.
What you mean? You think Pancho's a senorita?
Honest, I did. I was supposed to be waiting here for some hombre and a gal. I was told to get both of them. See? Here's some gold I got for this job.
All that blood money, you bandido, you.
Why were you paid to kill this hombre and the senorita?
She's supposed to be carrying some sort of a deed to prove she owns a house not far from Sonoma Mission.
Sonoma Mission? Not where we go.
Who wants this deed? What is the name of this skunk who pays for murder?
I want an answer.
I can't tell you.
Pancho, put his gun back in his holster. This lobo will either talk or shoot it out with me.
No, Cisco. I know I can't outdraw you.
I want an answer, Pecos. I will not wait.
His name's Devon. Randolph Devon.
Why the Devon coyote want the senorita and the hombre dry gulched?
I don't know.
What did you say?
I'm telling you all I know. The hombre, his name's Turk. He works for Devon.
Devon must have a good reason for wanting him dead.
I reckon he has, but he didn't tell it to me, Cisco.
What about the senorita?
I don't know nothing about the gal, except I'm supposed to get that deed and bring it to Devon after I do what I got paid for.
Pancho not know whether to believe him or not.
Part of what he says can be proven by waiting to see if an hombre and senorita ride past her.
They will, Cisco. You'll see. But you gotta protect me if Turk tries to gun me.
Get on your horse, Sidewinder. You would be willing to take a human life for a few gold coins, you weasel. But only from ambush.
What do we do with this Pecos weasel, Cisco?
Tie and gag him until after we talk to the hombre and the senorita. Then turn him over to the sheriff in Sacramento.
Please, Cisco, let me go. I'll give you all the money I got.
Too bad you did not think of your freedom before you attempted murder, Pecos.
We stop the hombre and the senorita this Maverick going to murder and tell him about him, no, Cisco?
I have a better plan, Pancho. One that will also place Randolph Devon behind bars where he belongs.
I just can't understand it, Turk. What could have happened to Pecos?
I can't figure it either, Mr. Devon. Me and the Serrano gal rode past the spot Pecos was supposed to be at. She was a little ahead of me. Instead of getting gunned down, them two bandits swooped down on us.
Are you sure you've never seen either of them before?
Never. And that tall one, he was mighty fast with his six gun. I never had a chance to get him.
You say this tall bandit and his fat partner took nothing from you but the Serrano deed to this house?
Yeah, that's right. Acted like they knew all about it.
Pecos.
What? What about him?
He double-crossed me. He must have thrown in with the two who robbed Alicia Serrano.
Yeah. Then somehow Pecos found out what you wanted the deed for.
It won't do any of them a bit of good. As soon as Alicia Serrano is rested, we'll go to Sacramento. To the land office.
Huh? What for?
She can explain how the deed was stolen, and I'm sure a new one will be issued to her.
Oh, yeah. And if Pecos or them highbinders show, we can put the law onto them. Imagine getting the law to work for us, huh?
It must be Alicia Serrano. I'll get it.
I hope I do not disturb you, Senor Devon.
Of course not, Miss Serrano. Come in, please.
I'm well rested and ready to return to my home, Senor.
Rather than return immediately, Miss Serrano...
What a strange painting this is on the wall here.
Yes, it attracts the attention of everyone who comes into this room.
I hope you will forgive me if I straighten it. It hangs crooked upon the wall.
No, Miss Serrano. Huh? I prefer you leave it the way it is. It's just an eccentricity of mine.
Yeah. The boss always has that picture hanging a little on one side.
Yes.
Reckon it looks better when you have to... tilt your head, our boss, huh?
Yes, Turk, quite. This way, please, Miss Serrano.
I'm sorry I interrupted you when I noticed the painting. You were saying?
Yes, about Sacramento.
Right is coming, boss. Hey, look out here, out the window. It's them two that robbed us.
Well, you're right. Why would they come here?
I'm certain we will find out very shortly.
It's them, sure enough. They've come straight to this house like an arrow from a bow.
Would you kindly return to your quarters, Miss Serrano?
But I want to know why they are here and what they've done with the deed.
I fear I must insist, Miss Serrano, for the sake of your own safety. They may well be gunplay. I don't want to be hampered by the fear that I may hit you.
I understand, Senor Devon. It's very gallant of you.
I will leave you here at the door. Remain in your room. You'll be safe until I come for you.
Very well. Gracias for your concern.
Have they seen you watching, Turk?
No. They left their horses tied to the hitch rack. But they went across the plaza to the mission.
Yeah, probably to get some information about me from the padre. You're sure it's the same two who robbed you, Turk?
Yeah, positive. What are you going to do about them?
Miss Serrano supplied your answer.
Huh? You mean when she started to straighten the picture?
That's right.
For a minute, I thought she was going to straighten it, that you were going to let her fall through that trap door she was standing on.
I'm saving that pleasant surprise for those two thieves who robbed you and Alicia Serrano. Now we'd better check that it works properly. Here, take my cane over against the wall there.
Got it.
Now push the edge of the picture. Now, careful. Stay off the rug.
Don't worry, I will. I don't aim to fall into that dungeon. Here goes.
Good. Good. It's in perfect working order. Take the cane away. Let it close.
Right.
Too bad Pecos isn't with them so he could share their fate.
I'll catch up to him. Never fear about that.
I don't, Tuck. At present, I'm only concerned with those two who went across the plaza.
Look. They're coming back now.
Good. I'll let them in. They've come like flies to the spider's web. When they go through that trap door, it'll be a web of death.
And since Cisco and Pancho have no way of knowing about the secret trap door, they may be approaching their death. In just a moment, we'll return to... The Cisco Kid.
Two more for dinner, and it's already 5:30.
Has that ever happened to you? Does it do things to those best-laid plans? Well, it doesn't have to. Not when you let good butternut bread solve the problem. You can use butternut to stretch the supply of whatever you were already planning to serve. Or let butternut be the basis of an entirely different, quickly prepared dinner, like a cream dish, or Welch rarebit, or toasted company-style sandwiches. All of them made with butternut toast, and all of them extra good, because they're made with butternut. You see, butternut has a flavor all its own that actually adds to the flavor of other foods, has a freshness and a goodness that comes to the rescue of many a hurry-up dinner. So always be ready for the unexpected. Always keep a loaf of butternut bread fresh and handy. When you buy bread, remember...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. Let the blue and white check gingham wrapper with a picture of quality be your buying guide.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, House of Gold. Cisco and Pancho foil the attempted dry gulch of a killer named Pecos. From him, they learn he was supposed to shoot Alicia Serrano and her escort, Turk, in order to obtain the deed to a house near Sonoma Mission. When Pecos tells them he was paid by Randolph Devon, Cisco and Pancho rob Alicia of the deed and then take Pecos to the nearest sheriff. Randolph believes Pecos has double-crossed him and thrown in with Cisco and Pancho. He plans to trap them in a dungeon by means of a secret trap door. Unaware of the plot, Cisco and Pancho now wait at the front door.
Pancho, not have to knock again. That a very heavy door. It hurt Pancho's knuckles to knock, Cisco.
Someone will open in a moment. Remember, let me do the talking, Pancho.
Si, Pancho not say nothing, and Pancho act just like a bandido.
Yes, sir. What may I do for you, sir?
You are Senor Devon? Senor Randolph Devon?
I am, sir. Come in, please.
Gracias, Senor Devon.
Gracias, Senor.
You have the advantage, gentlemen. I do not know your names.
I am the Cisco Kid, senor. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Si, hay de compañero, Pancho.
I must confess I have never heard of the Cisco Kid before. The name has the sound of banditry attached to it.
I am glad you recognize the sound, Senor Devon. It will save a great many explanations.
What do you want?
Much more than the amount you paid Pecos.
Why should I pay you anything?
You want the deed to this house? I have it, Sir Devon.
Very well. Follow me into my study. You will receive full payment for that deed.
We learned the reason you want this house when we went over to the mission.
That was fortunate for you, but I still have no idea what you're talking about.
I looked up the old mission records on the Serrano house, Sir Devon. I know that the first Serrano to build this house hid a fortune in gold here. I can help you find it.
Oh, San Bartolomeo del Carmelo. Look at that painting on the wall, Cisco. Pancho never see one like that before.
Later, Pancho. You're interrupting Senor Devon and me.
Well, it hang crooked. Pancho straighten it up.
Oh, No. Leave it, Pancho. I like it just that way. How would you know where to look for the gold?
How did you intend to find it?
The deed. I knew that the key to that secret was somewhere in the deed.
I think it would be wise if we became partners, Senor Devon. Since I have the deed and you have the señorita whose signature can make it legally ours.
You have it with you?
Of course not. I left it with the padre at the mission across the plaza. If I do not return for it, he will notify the law.
You give me a little choice, Cisco. Consider us partners in this venture.
Bueno. Pancho and I will get the deed. Have the señorita ready to sign when we return.
She'll be ready. I warn you, if you attempt to double-cross me as Pecos did, the gold hidden in this house will be of no use to you. You'll not live to enjoy it.
I still don't savvy why you didn't let that Cisco Kid and his partner go through the trap door, boss.
There'll be ample time to dispose of them after they've helped us secure the gold, Turk, and the deed.
I wonder what's taken them so long.
Well, they've only been gone a short while, Turk. Don't become anxious.
Mr. Devon?
Pecos.
You dirty double-crossing Ranahan?
No, don't shoot. I didn't double-cross you.
Hold it, Turk.
Thanks, Mr. Devon. I wouldn't come here this way if I had.
How'd that Cisco Kid and his partner find out about the deed? You threw in with him.
That law dog threw me into jail. I had to escape to get here.
Well, Tuck, you get the Serrano girl. Bring her over here.
All right, boss. This time that law dog will outsmart himself.
All right, Pecos.
Every word I told you is the truth, Mr. Devon. I swear it. Why else would I come here? I even waited till I saw him leave the house before he came in.
All right, how did the Cisco Kid obtain the deed?
I mistook him and his partner for Turk and the Serrano gal. They played possum after I shot them and captured me. I couldn't very well say it in front of Turk.
No, no, of course not. You couldn't. But you can finish the job you undertook.
You still want me to take care of Turk?
Turk, Alicia Serrano, Pancho, and the Cisco Kid. I want them all dead.
Once those coyotes see that deed, Cisco, they sure to try to kill you.
Now that I know why Devin wanted the deed, I'm only concerned with getting the senorita away from that house, Pancho. I want you to go to the corral behind the house and saddle the big palomino horse for the senorita. Bring him around front with our horses, amigo.
Si, Cisco. That caballo look to be fast.
Hasta la vista, chico.
Vaya con Dios, Cisco. Pancho, be ready.
Yeah, come right in. We've been waiting for you.
Ah, yes. Come in, Cisco.
I have heard of the Cisco Kid. All of it was lies. You are a coward, a bandito, and a renegade.
I had no alternative but to tell Miss Serrano the truth, Cisco. Now she knows she must sign over that deed to me if she wants to live.
Since she is aware of what is going on, we will waste no time.
Good. Good. Yeah. Here's the quill and ink.
This is it, all right. Sign right here, Miss Serrano.
Freeze! Pronto! Huh? My guns take over from now on.
Well. It seems I'm to be double-crossed again. What now, Cisco?
Senorita Serrano, pick up that deed and get over here behind me.
But I do not understand.
Do not try. Just follow orders. Andre!
One last favor, Miss Serrano. Would you mind straightening that painting on the wall before you leave?
Leave the painting as it is, senorita.
Now you freeze, Cisco. Make a move and I'll put a bullet through the gal.
Good. Good for you, Pecos. I'll take those guns, Cisco.
So you escaped from the sheriff, Pecos.
I sure did. No thanks to you. I'll keep the gal in front of me.
No, you idiot. Keep your guns on Cisco.
Who's an idiot?
Not you, Pecos. It is Turk who is idiotic for not getting you while he has a chance.
Shut up.
Say what you mean, Cisco.
Pecos admitted to me he was supposed to murder you and the senorita when I captured him.
What?
He's lying.
Look at his face. Can you not tell who is lying?
If I thought for a minute,
who do you think paid him for it? Your double-crossing boss, Randolph Devon.
Can't you see he's only trying to set us against each other?
I ain't so sure. I thought it was funny you'd let me in on his gold deal.
Hand over those guns, Cisco. Very well, Pecos, shoot him.
This is the first I heard about a gold deal, Devon. No wonder you wouldn't tell me nothing.
Now that you know, do you think he will stop at killing you to keep the gold for himself?
Shoot him. Shoot him, I say.
The only shooting done I will do.
Madre de Dios. You shoot the guns from the hands of both of them.
Rush him now.
Senorita, get over there. Out of the way.
There's three of us. We can take him.
I will use his cane on him.
Wait, senorita. Back over to the painting, Pecos. You two, Turk. Now join them, Devon. Quickly, senorita, with the cane. Push the edge of that painting.
A trap door.
Si, senorita. Devon and his coyotes seem to have proven the old adage. He who digs a pit for others falls into it himself. The law will see to it that they remain in another one with bars for the balance of their lives.
Well,
Senorita Alicia, you win the race.
I told you I would, Cisco.
Not so sure, Senorita.
Pancho?
Pancho, take the reins from your caballo, Senorita, and from Diablo to Cisco. And Pancho, walk them around till they get cool, huh?
Here you are, amigo. Gracias.
That's por nada, por nada. Go, loco. Come on, Diablo. Aguila, oh, you pretty horse, Aguila.
Pancho, read my mind, Cisco. I want to be alone with you.
You are good at reading minds also, Senorita Alicia. You opened that trap door even before I spoke the words.
How did you know it was there, Cisco?
From what you said and Devon's actions.
You know, you are trapped now into paying a forfeit for having lost the race.
What kind of forfeit, Senorita Alicia?
Well, perhaps a slap on the cheek.
I would have to follow the old adage of turning the other cheek. Would you slap me again?
Sí, caballero mío. Many times. Like this. Cisco.
Senorita.
Cisco.
Sí, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, those three mavericks, they don't never hurt nobody no more, I think.
Oh, no. You know, the only part of California they will ever walk on again will be behind bars.
Si, behind bars. That is right. And now that Senorita Alicia and her family, they be rich because of the gold you find for them, huh?
I did not find it, Pancho. Their ancestor, who buried it beneath that dungeon, dug it up when he found it.
Why he put it there in the first place?
Well, as he wrote in the deed, it was to be found by the one who would destroy that dungeon.
Oh, that what the ancestor write, huh?
Ancestor, Pancho. Ancestor.
Oh.
According to the law, it means one from whom an estate has descended.
Oh, see, Pancho know what you mean. Pancho's uncle Ernesto, the ancestor, what died young and leave the estate of a lot of money behind him.
Your uncle Ernesto died young and left a lot of money behind him?
See, while crawling out of the bank window, they shoot him and he got to leave the money behind.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh,
Up the hablo!
And so ends another exciting story with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Good meals just grow naturally from good butternut bread. Yes, naturally and economically, too. A loaf of this soft, tender bread suggests an almost unlimited number of dishes and meals to serve. And a fine way, too, to stretch your budget. Butternut croutons for soup or salad. Butternut crumbs to make a meatloaf go further and serve more people. Even unexpected company that drops in around 5 or 5:30 and somehow or other stays for dinner. Or even just plain slices of this soft, tender bread served fresh from the wrapper to add flavor and nutrition. Yes, good meals grow naturally from...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Try it yourself and see. Next time you're shopping, stop and shop for the only loaf of bread you'll see in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. That's butternut bread, good butternut bread. You're sure to enjoy it. And to enjoy your meals more because of it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho by Mel Blanc.